Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio. This is Ruth Nabia of Daughter of Zion World Ministry bringing you the Word of God. God bless you for listening. Oh, happy day. Thank you, beloved, for joining us on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Rose Nabia, and I am bringing you a word of exhortation. And our sermon is entitled, A Broken Woman Who Can Understand Her. A Broken Woman. And our message was taken from Luke chapter 7, verses 37 to 39. A Broken Woman. And our main topic is on Luke chapter 7, verses 39. That is our word coming to you, especially dedicated to our women out there, Daughter of Zion World Ministries and Foundation. Our call is on women, to encourage women and to strengthen women so that we can rise up again towards our generations coming, our development of our children and our grandchildren, so that we together as women and children and daughters of God can do and raise a generation of sanctity. That is our mission on women and children. And before we continue, I would like to say a prayer wherever you are. Shall we pray? Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this hour, O God, that you are about to pour your word forth to your people, O God, and especially to your women of grace and substance, Lord. You have called them by name, and they are what you say they are. Lord, I plead the blood, your blood, Holy Jesus, the blood of Jesus upon their life. In the name of Jesus, I plead favor, O God, upon their life. I ask of mercy and forgiveness of sins. Father, Lord, grant us forgiveness. Every sin of omission or commission, deliberate and undeliberate sins that we commit by the thoughts, our ways, our thinking, and our hearts, Lord, forgive us. We may not know that we sin, but whatever that is sinful that prevents you from blessing us, I counsel, I plead for mercy right now in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, I commit my soul, my spirit, my body, my mind into the blood of Jesus at this hour as I'm about to speak and let your word out. Let your word proceed on my mouth, O God. Put your word in my mouth that I will speak only your words, O God, and not my own wisdom. Jesus, come upon me right now, O God, and let the words of my mouth be acceptable and the meditations of my heart be acceptable to you, Lord, and let it bring change and healing unto them that are listening, especially your women out there who are going through one thing or the other. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Holy Spirit. I thank you, God, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. I thank you for my life. I thank you for this ministry, and I thank you for our listeners and our followers who are who support us in various ways. In the name of Jesus, I bless you. I thank you for hearing my prayer. I thank you for answered prayer. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, beloved, once again for joining us on Blog Talk Radio. And this is Ruth Nabia. I am presenting to you a word of encouragement, and I titled it, A Broken Woman Who Understands Her, Except Jesus. That is our title. It's not a native preaching, but it's a word of encouragement for especially dedicated to my women out there to strengthen each other and to gather courage and do things that our lives will bring an impact on our generations coming. That is our core of Daughter of Zion World Ministries. And if you're a woman listening and you're a Christian, I believe you are also counted a daughter of Zion, a daughter of God. A daughter of Zion, Zion, a restored city, a holy city of God. You are a city not forsaken by God. You are a holy city, a city that God has approved of. So that is the word of God to you this night on Blog Talk Radio. And I want to read from Luke chapter 7, verses 37. And I read, "When a woman who had lived a sinful life in that town learned that Jesus was eating at the Pharisee's house, she brought an alabaster jar of perfume, and standing behind him at his feet, weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears, and kept wiping them with the hair of her head, and kissing his feet, and anointing them with a perfume, and standing behind him at his feet, weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears, and kept wiping them with her," I think I'm repeating, yeah. Verse 38, and I'm reading verse 39. "When the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said to him, 'If this man were a prophet, he would know who is touching him and what kind of woman she is, that she is a sinner.'" Verse 39. And I want to read the American Standard Version for you. I like that. And Luke 7, verse 39. Luke 7, verses 39 reads, "Now, when the Pharisees who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, 'If this man were a prophet, he would know who and what sort of person this woman is, who is touching him, that she is a sinner.'" That is a judgment, a complete condemnation right there. But Jesus is not saying you are a sinner, though we have had life in the past. And that's why the sermon says, "A broken woman, who can understand her except Jesus?" It is only Jesus who can receive a broken woman who understands how she got into where she was before she came to Jesus to kiss his feet and to cry that the Lord may have mercy on her. And that is what I bring you this message, that we are a lot of women out there that has gone through one thing or the other, bitterness, molestation, incest, and deeper things that we as women can never mention it till that we die. And so if you are a man listening to me, you are married to a woman who is very wild or having some kind of character, I beg you to handle her in a different way. Find another angle of handling her, because the source, you may never know how or where she's coming from. That she's not able to recover, and yet she's finding herself in a marriage or in a relationship or in a new life. And the bitterness, the growth from childhood to her stage, you may never know where she's coming from. So let's not condemn. This is a total condemnation. So when men look at you funny, the Lord says you are his choice. A broken woman, who understands her except the Holy God? They say you are a sinner, that and so on. But the Lord says, "I have chosen you. The Lord has chosen you, daughter of Zion." Because if God did not approve of that woman in Luke 7:37-39, Jesus would not have forgiven her sins. She would not be accepted. It was biblical, and God has approved her. He says there is a way, there is something the woman knew she could do about it, to go and follow this Jesus who was in this town and cry unto his feet that he may have mercy and restore her. And that is what she did. So let men look at you funny and judge you and dig into your past. But he, Jesus, says you are his. You are his chosen. And I tell you, anyone who is in Christ Jesus is a new creature. And all the old things are past, and the person is the new Jesus that lives in her. Women, I encourage you this evening to arise and lift up the banner for Jesus. You are more than what people's mouths say you are. You are what God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit say you are. You are a great woman of grace and substance. Hallelujah. You are good. You are blessed. You are beautiful. You are more than what people condemn you. They said if he knew how or what sort of person this woman is, he wouldn't allow her to be touching her and kissing her feet. Yes, let him condemn, but let the Lord exalt you. Let man judge you funny, but the Lord will not judge you. If the Lord does not condemn you, you are not condemned. You are free forever. If the Lord sets you free, yes, you are free forever. So that is a word to you, my woman out there. Anything that you are going through, you have been battling, you think you won't even confess it, you need help. You know inside of you. You are a man, you live with a woman who has having 1-2 children and has busted out because of the fear or something that has eaten her up right from infancy to the age she is in. I plead that you have mercy and pray for her. Find another way of dealing with her. Find a source. You can. There are so many ways. There's a saying that says there are so many ways of killing the cat. So find, if your way of dealing with her is not working, find a way, because there's something deeper. There are women broken in spirit, women broken and tortured as growing out. Who can tell the story with a fear? In some cultures, we are not even able to say it. Who will listen to you and who will help you? So this minute and this season, the Lord is restoring his women. He's restoring his vessel, because we are also a better vessel for the gospel. When Jesus rose up from the dead, it was Mary Magdalene who saw him first, and she spread the news. When Jesus prophesied to the woman that you have married 5 men, and even the man that you live with right now is not your husband, to the Samaritan woman, and said, I am he whom you are listening to. I am the Christ. The woman left her jar behind and ran to the city and spread the gospel. Women are good vessels. So whatever you are doing right now for the Lord, I encourage you to keep doing it. Be encouraged that the Lord is with you. Do not look at your past. Let men condemn you. Let them bring your past back to you. But look and focus on the cross of Jesus. The Lord who says you are his shield. The Lord who says that he knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb. So no matter what the devil tried to enslave you into addiction, into drugs, into any kind of life style that is not was ungodly, remember now that you are in Christ, all things are new. And if Jesus has not condemned you, what is man that will condemn you? Look and let your mind be focused. Close your doors to sayings of people who will bring you down, because that will not lead you to the straight path. The Lord will guide his own. The Lord knows you. Let them judge you, but let God lift you up. He is the lifter of your head. He is the healer of brokenhearted. He is the comforter of widows. The Lord will comfort Zion. It is now that the Lord will arise and have compassion on Zion. The time, the appointed time is now. That is why we're bringing you this message, woman of God, woman of grace and substance. You may be doing something for the Lord. You are in a different world right now, but people are looking down on you and bringing back. Yes, you are a sinner. We don't dispute that. We used to be sinners, but grace has found us. The grace has purchased us, our sins, free of charge. The blood of Jesus that washes sins as snow, white as snow, has washed us. And therefore, Jesus has not condemned you. Jesus has approved of you, woman of God and daughter of God. The Lord is working in his field to restore his women, so that we can rise up and lift up the banner for him, so that we can rise up and help in the churches. And be the ones helping to raise a generation of sanctity. We will rise up and fight for sanctity in our nations, in our countries, in our community. We will live by example. We are the salt of the world. We are the light of the world. We will let our light shine. It is time. Shake it together. Cleanse yourself. Be holy and be righteous before the Lord, and the Lord will not forsake you. I encourage you this night again that the Lord never forsakes his righteous. If you are a woman, a child, a daughter, a girl, that you know that you are born again, nothing should stop you from pursuing your goals or getting to where you are. Nothing should stop you from getting your healing. Look at the word of God. Marry the word of God. Stay in the word of God. Let the Lord get so close to the Lord, and the Lord will get close to you, so that he will heal you, because he is a healer. He is a healer. He is a healer of brokenhearted. No matter how much pieces it is that you need to fix together or you need to put them together, the Lord is able to do for you exceedingly abundantly beyond what you can think of. Yes, you cannot trust any human being to tell the story so that you'll be relieved. But God, go to the cross in your room, in your closet. Cry it out. Cry like a baby. Cry it out. Say it as if you have told the whole world. And gradually the word of God will restore you. He says, I will restore what the cankerworm has eaten. I will restore what the gnawing locust and the swarming locust has eaten. The Lord will restore unto you your wasted years. He will restore to you the abuse, the molestation, the things that your mouth can never say till you die. And so that you will give glory unto his name. The Lord has not forsaken Zion. The Lord will never forsake you at all. The Lord is with you to take you to an expected end. So if you are listening to me, this is a message for you just to encourage you. It's not a preaching. It's a word to lift you up, your spirit, that whatever your hand is finding to do, do not look at the past and judge yourself. No, do not listen to the condemnation voice of Satan who says your weakness. No, don't listen to him. Close your door. Close your window. Close everything that will make you vulnerable to his voice. But listen to the voice of God that says that he is with you. He says that he is with you. And before he formed you in your mother's womb, he knew you. So though the devil enslaved you, the Lord's word will be performed in your life before you pass out of this world. The Lord will perform his word. He watches over his words and he performs them. Only be focused on the Lord. Only do not turn to your right or to your left. Only do not do the things of your ways, but allow the Lord be your shield. Allow him to be your comforter. No matter the pain, I encourage you this night that the Lord is healing. He's restoring nations, restoring his women, people, abused women who need help. And I believe if you are one of a victim of an abuse or an addicted into something that you were not, because of an issue that started or because of something that happened way in your childhood and you try to fight it, you try to beat it, you try to bury it and ended up in some kind of drug addiction or and in any sort of addiction because there is a root cause of something in your life. That is why Luke 7:39, when they condemned the woman,